This was so eerily resembling two tornadoes that I've lived through in this area. That one, of course, just a couple, 3 years ago, and the one back in 67 that hit Boone County also and was a terrible one with a lot of death and disaster, which I'll never forget in the Belvedere area. Then it hit Oak Lawn. But I just wanted to bring that up because I know that was on your mind. Also,
yeah, we were tracking that thing the best we can. I understand there were, about a dozen homes that were hit in Caledonia and the township garage or something like that.
Yeah, there was grain bins knocked. I mean, it was a selective. It must have missed certain areas. One house is not hit. Another one was hit. There's some dramatic footage that was on all the local television stations. Of course, WNTA was on the scene with our reports, and we had even the Weather Channel within the last 5 minutes was showing pictures of the devastation to Boone County. And so I just wanted to touch on that with you this morning, and we wish all the people of that area to get their power back, first of all. It hit a lot of areas around, like you said, Poplar Grove, Boone County, Caledonia, etc. Now, the other thing on my docket this morning, before we get to just a general wish of Thanksgiving to everybody, as a congressman, you've got to be aware, painfully aware, of what happened in North Korea yesterday, firing in South Korea, killing some people in an island. Now, firm response is going to happen, according to the reports I hear this morning. What does that mean?
Well, we're not quite sure. We've been obviously monitoring North Korea, and they just announced yesterday that they have a uranium-enriching facility that recently went operational. And we think that we're trying to figure out which countries were involved in that. China may have been involved. We're not quite sure. But now that there's been a so-called change in the leadership in North Korea, it's interesting to see what's going to happen. North Korea has a 1 million-man army, and we have about 40,000 Americans stationed in South Korea, and I don't know what type of appropriate action you could take to people that don't understand the rule of law, that when you look at the country at night by satellite, it's so impoverished in providing basic services such as electricity that North Korea is dark while South Korea is light. You've probably seen those satellites.
I have, and that's what makes them more scary, Don. They have very little to lose.
Right, and so they're out there developing their nuclear devices along with Iran and other people that are rattling the saber on it. The as you recall, a couple of years ago we brought the Undersecretary of State for Asian Affairs, Christopher Hill, into Rockford, and they had a presentation at Rockford College about the so-called six party talks to try to figure out exactly what the North Koreans want. It's very strange because South Korea is all set to infuse a bunch of money into North Korea to help them with economic development. And North Korea does something stupid like firing off those shots. And it was pretty serious.
Yeah, and
that's the type of stuff that starts a war.
In the past, what they've been trying to do is get our attention, to give them more aid or get them attention in the world scene. They want to be a player. All that's been said. Now there's a report came out this morning that maybe it was a private Chinese developer that gave them this assistance, not the government officially. There's stories about Iran and other countries. So we don't really know, do we?
No, we're not quite sure where it's coming from, except that, China has been a vital part of the six-party talks. I really don't think that China wants a competitor in the nuclear club in a state that touches it, in fact, in all of the Korean Peninsula. So, people try to figure out, you don't know who your enemy is until you know who your enemy is.
Yeah.
And then you've got to treat people as though you're not your enemy so that you're able to, to keep open the dialogue on it.
One thing I also want to ask you, Don, by the way, thanks for being on the air this morning, the TSA and the complaints about the pat-downs and the searches, etc. What is your take on all that?
Well, it's most Americans would I guess by 2-to-1, rather have a picture shot of them than have somebody come in there with a very invasive pat-down. Doug, what's going on is the fact that, and the reason why the president and the TSA are really not backing down, there are very, very real and credible threats out there that have been verified by Al-Qaeda and others trying to smuggle onto our U.S. aircraft different types of liquids that could be mixed together to form a bomb. And it's ironic that, and again, I'm not coming to the defense of some of what we've seen in what I would consider to be over-intrusive, but it points out that we live in a world that's a lot more dangerous than most people think. And that doesn't certainly exclude or excuse the government from going beyond what it should be doing, but there's a very real threat out there, and TSA is trying to step up to it. The underpants bomber, the fact that magnetic scanners simply do not do it because they look for magnetic items when a sophisticated type of plastics and fluids can pass right on through. We're just going to have to struggle with this thing. I think what the Americans really want, though, is some type of consistency. We saw one of the most aggravating was a fellow who had his bladder removed because of cancer and had to have a special type of sac that was attached to his body with a different type of seal that, you know, he would change each morning and then put the new seal on, et cetera. And the TSA people really did not respect him. TSC people simply were not following their own rules and guidelines as to how to deal with a person who has, you know, such a physical malady. And so we're going to have to struggle with it. And I think it's good to have the dialogue. It's good to have the heat put on TSA because that'll make them even more precise and even more aware of them following their own regulations. But we live in a very, very dangerous world.
And many say that we should emulate what they do on El Al, and Israel has a perfect record of no attacks and no bombs because what is their system that's so
different?
Well,
they profile.
Okay.
But also it's a lot smaller number of people that get on the airplane.
Sure.
The other problem is that not all, in fact, a very small portion of the cargo that goes on aircraft is X-rayed. I mean, it's that's always been a problem. And we had the situation where about 3 days ago, Al-Qaeda issued their online magazine in the For What It's Worth department, bragging about the fact that that they were able to spend about $4,200. To create that scare and almost explosion at UPS, and they actually had pictures of UPS trucks and UPS airplanes. That was a remarkable work of intelligence that found those packages. So this stuff continues. The crazies are out there, and Doug, what's even more frightening is the fact that there's an increasing number of crazies that are homegrown. I mean, they're born here in America.
Yeah.
And it's not a matter of people coming in. It's not a matter of, you know, people with accents or people you could say, well, this person is not an American, but clean-cut young men that are being indoctrinated at an early age that end up being terrorists. I mean, it has nothing to do with the borders anymore. And that's what's quite scary.
7:24 in the morning, WNTA. We're happy to have our congressman with his little Thanksgiving visit on the morning show. And by the way, before I go any further, I did want to wish you and Frida and the kids and, of course, Frankie and his family and, of course, my remembrances of the Manzullo family.
Yep.
When I think back to Mom and Dad and the first time we all met and when you first ran, those things are really part of my life, and I appreciate knowing you and your family has been a joy for me, and I wish you nothing but the best and a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, same to you, Doug. The when your parents are gone,
yeah,
And I know your mom is still living.
My mom is not,
doing quite well.
You know what? She just turned 94, and I saw her 2 weeks ago, and she's now in a home. But, you know, she's still got her mind. And if it wasn't for a fall, which happens to a lot of seniors, that puts them away for a while in these homes, she's otherwise in great shape. And it's a blessing to have a mom still around at the age of 94.
Well, it really is. But, you know, you think about Thanksgiving and, you know, what triggers in your mind. And I always... You know, you'll always remember as a kid smelling that turkey, you know, going to the oven real early, you know, to cook it several hours because it was always, there was always a game as to which Nana would have the biggest turkey in town.
Right.
And then, you know, you think about Dad used to take the turkey giblets with the livers, you know, chicken livers and chicken giblets and cook those up with onions and use it for the stuffing, and you just think back and you can literally
smell it.
Put yourself, you just smell it and that,
taste it.
It just brings back these incredible these great memories of you know your folks being alive and being kids.
But they had a passion for love and life and cooking and religion and family, of course, familia, and that was all a great part of your upbringing, which led you to be in the Congress of the United States and a lawyer, etc. But I think it's just nice that we all think about family this time of the year.
The problem now is all the stores opening on Thanksgiving Day.
Well, I think that's wrong, and I'm boycotting that.
I'm going to send a letter to each of those retail stores. And why don't you just stop it?
Especially for the sake, think of the employees that have to work on Thanksgiving.
It's horrible.
It is.
You know, I can understand a grocery store opening for 3 or 4 hours in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's understandable. But, oh, my gosh, a Kmart.
Yeah.
You know, might as well mention them by name.
Yeah, well, Kmart, they started it. Now Sears is joining in open on Thanksgiving.
Well, Sears is owned by Kmart.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And you feel almost like going out there with a picket sign and saying, please, this is the only holiday that hasn't been commercialized.
Yeah.
And now they're sitting there. The mattress sale people took over Veterans Day, and I just you just reach a point where I mean, Doug, is that what it's all about?
Not to me.
Is it about sales? I mean, if I hear I understand Black Friday's necessary.
Do you have an urgent need to go buy perfume at 2 a.m. though?
you go out there to save a few bucks. People want to do that, that's fine, but what about the employees?
Yeah, that's what I think about a lot because Mary works retail. So anyway, I wanted to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. And by the way, is it true that when you used to cook the turkey, you stuffed it with Mommy's tangy baked lasagna? Was that true or is that not true?
No, you don't. There was always a side dish. You always had a big roaster pan of mustachole.
Yeah.
With the meat sauce.
I am savoring. My mouth is watering.
can you just smell
it? Oh, man. All right, Edlin, Don, I got to let you go.
I always cooked up probably about 10 pounds of sausage with the green peppers.
I remember it all fondly. Don, all the best to you and Frida and the family and to your extended family, and I wish you well and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thank you very much.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Don Manzullo, our congressman.